Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the New Orleans Pelicans and the Dallas Mavericks. New Orleans comes in with a record of 26-26, Dallas a game better at 27-26 on the year. Over their last 10, Pelicans getting killed, 1-9, they're on a 9-game skid. Dallas, meanwhile, not great over their last 10, 4-6, but they won their last game, and 4-6 is a whole lot better than 1-9. Here are the numbers. New Orleans averages 115 a game and gives up 113.7 for a positive differential of 1.3. Meanwhile, Dallas gives up 112, scores 112.3, so they have a positive differential of 0.3. Turnovers, Mavericks one of the best in the league at not turning over the ball, just 11.8 turnovers per game. New Orleans about league average, maybe a hair over 14.5 turnovers per contest. Shooting numbers are very similar, 47.6 from the field by New Orleans, 47 by Dallas. Dallas is 36.2% from long range, New Orleans 35.7, and New Orleans has a significant advantage, but not a huge one, at the free throw line, 77.8% versus 74.3% by the Mavericks. Mavericks with a 34.1 average points per game bench scoring, essentially the same, although slightly less than the 34.9 by the New Orleans bench. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. They've split the first two games. This one's the home game for Dallas, who's without Christian Wood and Maxi Kleber. They need those guys back. Meanwhile, New Orleans, without Zion Williamson and Dyson Daniels. Talk about needing people back. New Orleans has not played well of late. Can the Mavericks get it together, though? Because they are not playing well either. Both these teams come in limping. This is a get-well game for someone, so we'll see who it is. I got the Mavericks at home. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Pelicans and Mavericks. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Farron with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the New Orleans Pelicans and the Dallas Mavericks. The lines are currently open, and it favors the Dallas Mavericks, sitting at 4.5 in the spread with the over-under of 225. Now, looking at these two teams offensively, the New Orleans Pelicans are doing pretty well, averaging around 115 points per game, while Dallas has been averaging 112.3 points per game. And that's kind of shocking right now that the New Orleans Pelicans got more points than Dallas Mavericks, because they have one of the better scorers in the NBA in the Mavericks in Luka Doncic. Right now, his player props currently sit at 34.5. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one, because the Pelicans have just been on the downwards because they've been in and out with their players. And Zion Williams is out, Brandon Ingram is in and out, and even CJ McCollum has kind of been in and out these games too. And speaking of CJ McCollum, he's a player I would also probably lean and take the points on him as well, because right now, his last 9 games, he's been averaging 21.2 points per game. I think he's slowly going to get back in his rhythm right now. It currently sits, like I said, at 21.5. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one as well. Now, the last time he did play against Dallas, he did drop 14 points, but right now, I mean, there's no Zion. Brandon Ingram's in and out, still trying to catch his footing. So with that being said, I would lean and take the over in that one. Now, when we're looking at this spread at 4.5, let's look at their record. Dallas is one of the worst against the spreads, 17-33-2, while the New Orleans Pelicans has been 24-28. I expect this game to be a little bit closer overall, so I would probably lean towards New Orleans overall in the spread, even though I think Dallas would win. So if you want to take the money line, take Dallas. But I do like the New Orleans Pelicans to make this a little bit closer in this one. Now, when we're looking at the over-under right now, Pelicans are pretty good. They're 29-23, and Dallas is also good at 28-24. So I do like the over in this game as well. That's our look at the New Orleans Pelicans and the Dallas Mavericks. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking the NBA.